Attorney General Dale Marshall reports some progress in getting illegal guns off the streets as he notes the significant increase in gun violence while promising determined efforts to deal with it and stressing that it requires everyone in the country to play a part. Mr. Marshall also defended government's peace program while admitting that issues of concern were flagged and given the assurance that measures have been put in place to ensure careful oversight. The Office of the Attorney General was the first government department in focus as the estimates debate commenced in the House of Assembly today. The ministry has a budget of $248 million, with the majority of it, $170 million, allocated to the Barbados Police Service. Mr. Marshall praised the work of the service while noting declining respect for police officers and noting the spike in homicides and the use of firearms in committing those murders.
This crime situation did not arise overnight, and it will not be resolved overnight. But we know through human existence that the more serious the problem is, the more concerted the effort must be, and the more time it will take to wrestle it to the ground. Our crime situation is a serious problem, and it will take a serious effort, and it will take time. So for all of those who think that there's a magic wand to be waved, please think again. The situation isn't dire, but it is serious. It is not a problem of those people or that person or the person over there or behind here. It is our problem. And it is a problem that must be tackled at multiple levels.
Mr. Marshall highlighted the importance of crime prevention efforts and the initiatives under the National Peace Program, but conceded that there have been missteps.
That as much as we've made successes, this is a new program. And as is to be expected with new programs, there have been a few mistakes, as well as things that could have been done better. In one instance, funds were used for a project where a few of the persons were still involved in criminal activity. And when I, as Attorney General, became aware of this fact, I immediately put a stop to it. And after consultation with the Prime Minister, we determined that a greater level of scrutiny on all projects needed to be implemented to make sure that all programs, while satisfying our imperative of diverting individuals from a life of crime, had to reflect first a willingness of the persons to change behavior and then to meet a minimum standard of probity. All projects are now considered by an evaluation committee. They go through then the Minister of State, and now they come to me for my sign off for submission to the National Security Council. They make the ultimate decision.
The Attorney General, Dale Marshall. The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, believes government has to take responsibility for the state of affairs in the country, including what transpired in the National Peace Program.
This country has lost its peace. And this ministry of the Attorney General has highest responsibility in the restoration of that peace to this country, in the restoration of that peace. And you know, Your Honor, I did not expect that the learned Attorney General and the Honorable Member for St. Joseph would have made reference to a national peace program. And I give early notice that I'll be asking some questions on this national peace program. I will be. Take early notice.
Mr. Thorne has major concerns about the peace program and accuses it of catering to criminals.
That we live in a country in which a government, through its principal legal officer, is saying to this country that it will attend, and more than attend, I assert that it will transact with persons involved in crime. And every right-thinking member of this society wonders now, what is the role of the Barbados Police Service? That we are catering to persons involved in crime. When I was 7 years old, and when you were 7 years old, Your Honor, and you're slightly younger than I am, that was not the business of the government. The police department was not placed on layoff.
The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, in the lunchtime edition. A 24-year-old laborer has been remanded to Dodds Prison for the recent robbery at the Market Hill supermarket in St. George. Daquan Joshua Delano Straker has been charged with aggravated burglary and brandishing a firearm while committing an indictable offense on February the 12th. He was not required to plead when he appeared this morning at the District F Magistrates Court before Magistrate Douglas Frederick. In addition to brandishing a firearm, Straker faces charges of stealing $669.20 from Victor Estwick. He has been remanded until March the 17th. Jackie Marshall-Clark, Manager of Communications and Government Relations at the Barbados Light and Power Company Limited, has passed away. Mrs. Marshall-Clark was a highly experienced communications professional with over 20 years of experience. She played an instrumental role during several major challenges, including the 2019 island-wide power outage, the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, Hurricane Elsa in 2021, and the ongoing rate review period that began in 2022. Mrs. Marshall-Clark passed away after an illness. And European leaders will hold an emergency summit on Ukraine and their continent security today, as concern grows that U.S. President Donald Trump's push to work with Russia to end the war has left Kyiv and Europe isolated. Our top stories. The Attorney General, Dale Marshall, notes a significant increase in gun violence in the country, stressing that it requires a whole-of-country effort. As the estimates debate commences, he also defends government's national peace program while admitting there have been mistakes and reporting there is now increased oversight. Meantime, the opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, insists government needs to take responsibility for the crime situation and heavily criticizes the peace program, accusing it of catering to criminals. A 24-year-old St. George man remanded on firearm and burglary charges in connection with the recent armed robbery at a St. George supermarket. The communications manager at the Barbados Light and Power Company, Jackie Marshall-Clark, has died. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.